أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم وسخر لكم الفلك لتجري في البحر بأمره وسخر لكم الأنهار وسخر لكم الشمس والقمر دائبين وسخر لكم الليل والنهار وآتاكم من كل ما سألتموه وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الإنسان لظلوم كفار. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and beloved brothers, Alhamdulillah, with the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tonight being the 12th night of Ramadan, Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of completing the 13th juz of the Quran. In the 13th juz, there are three surahs. We continued with the recitation of Surah Yusuf that we had commenced yesterday. Now, the 10-minute slot that we have, the tafsir, is definitely, we cannot even touch or tip on the explanation of Surah Yusuf. So I encourage each and every one of you that inshallah, many of you might already know the incident, but to continuously read this incident, why this is one incident that definitely when you read it, it brings comfort and solace and peace to the heart. Regarding Surah Yusuf, Allah Ta'ala mentions, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ. That is the best of stories. We will narrate to you the best of incidents, the best of stories. وَإِنْ كُنْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. The people before this, they did not know. They knew there was an incident, little bit of it, but they were curious to know the complete incident about Yusuf alayhi salam. Now what is unique about Surah Yusuf is that in other incidents or the lives of other prophets, other Ambiya alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala brings their incidents in different verses and different surahs of the Quran and different juz of the Quran. For example, the incident of Musa alayhi salam, you will find it in many paras of the Quran. From the first para, 9 para, 11 para, 16 para, Allah Ta'ala brings it in different paras of the Quran. And to compile the story, you have to look at the different paras of the Quran and thereafter compile the entire incident like that. But with this incident of Surah Yusuf, Allah Ta'ala brings it in a complete story form. From the beginning, before whatever occurred with Yusuf alayhi salam when he saw the dream, right till the end of the surah brings the conclusion of the surah. So as I said, we will not discuss the incident, but we will just discuss the lesson of the incident. And what is the main lesson of the incident is when Yusuf alayhi salam told his brothers that قَالَ لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. That all the hardship, all the torment, all the pain, all the difficulty that he had experienced because of them going into prison, being in the well, thereafter Allah Ta'ala elevated him, and all the difficulties thereafter they experienced, the separation from his father. His father became blind and his heart yearning to see his father, and even more his father yearning to see him and his father crying excessively. All these difficulties that he went through and years of separation. And now the opportunity came for him to take revenge, and he was rightful in taking the revenge. But he said, لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمْ الْيَوْمِ يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. That I will not take any revenge upon you. May Allah Ta'ala forgive you. وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala mentions another ayah of the Quran that overlook, forgive, forget, wipe out. Do you not wish that Allah Ta'ala must forgive you? If you wish and desire for Allah Ta'ala to forgive you on the day of Qiyamah and overlook your shortcomings, then my respected elders and brothers, let us overlook. Many of us people might have done many harms to us, but Allah Ta'ala has given us this tool of forgiveness and forgetting. Let us use this, take lesson from the incident of Yusuf alayhi salam, that the difficulties that we experience cannot be compared to what Yusuf alayhi salam went through. But he forgave and he overlooked, and he even honored his brothers thereafter. So this is what we learn from the incident of Yusuf alayhi salam. Thereafter we recited Surah Ar-Ra'd. Ra'd, if you translate it, it means thunder. Literally translated, Ra'd means thunder. And there's an ayat in the surah Ra'd, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَيُسَبِّحُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خِيفَتِهِ. That the thunder glorifies the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A riwayat mentioned in Tirmizi Sharif, wherein one Jew came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told him that, "O Abu al-Qasim, who is Ra'd? So Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that Ra'd is the name of an angel that Allah ta'ala has given him the authority to control the clouds. So thereafter he inquired from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that sound, what is that sound all about? So Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that Allah ta'ala has given him this angel a stick with sort of fire, and with this he controls the clouds, and when he straightens the clouds and he moves them, then this is the noise that takes place from it. So the clouds also, they glorify the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their movement. Thereafter we recited from Surah Ibrahim. There are many verses in Surah Ibrahim that we can take a great amount of inspiration from. I'll just mention a few of the verses that they recited. Allah Ta'ala mentions, "Allahu alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-arda wa anzala min as-samai ma'a." That Allah Ta'ala has created the heavens and the earth. And Allah Ta'ala sends down water, Allah Ta'ala sends down rain from the heavens. فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ. That with the rains, it goes upon the ground, and thereafter crops, fruits, vegetation come forth, and this is sustenance for you. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says that وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْفُلْكَ لِتَجْرِيَ فِي الْبَحْرِ بِأَمْرِ. Allah Ta'ala has subjugated the ships, the boats in the ocean for you, so that you may traverse in the earth, so that we traverse in the oceans. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْأَنْهَارِ. And Allah Ta'ala has subjugated the rivers for you, so that you may travel freely in the rivers. And thereafter Allah Ta'ala mentions that وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ دَائِبَيْنِ وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ. Allah Ta'ala has subjugated the sun, the moon for you. Allah Ta'ala has given you day, Allah Ta'ala has given you night, so that you may use the day for the work of the day, so that you may use the night for the work of the night. And thereafter Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. That if you try and count all the favors, all the bounties, all the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never ever be able to count it. In one ayat of the Quran, Allah mentions, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. That before you go and start counting things in your home, things in your property and your possessions, first look in your own body and your own self. How many ni'mat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us? Head to toe we are enjoying in the ni'mat. Allah Ta'ala mentioned, and we recited the ayat of the in the Taraweeh tonight also, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّرَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. That for all the bounties, all the ni'mat, we have to thank Allah Ta'ala. We have to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And how do we thank Allah Ta'ala? لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala mentions that if you thank Allah, Allah will increase you and He will give you more. Now how do you thank Allah Ta'ala? Does that mean that you must take the tasbih and start making shukr? No. How you thank Allah Ta'ala for the ni'mat is to use the ni'mat how Allah Ta'ala wants you to use it. Allah has given us a perfect body. Allah Ta'ala has given us health. All our limbs. Use it how Allah Ta'ala wants you to use it. This is regarded as making shukr for the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Use it in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has given you wealth. Use it for how Allah Ta'ala wants you to use it. All the other bounties, all the other ni'mats, use it for the purpose of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the upliftment of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use all the bounties how Allah ta'ala wants you to use it. وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah ta'ala mentions that if you show ingratitude, na shukri for the bounties and the ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then my punishment is very, very severe. Thereafter, Surah Ibrahim, we recited the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ جَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنُوا وَجُنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَنْ نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. Allah Ta'ala instructed Ibrahim alayhi salam to leave his family in a barren land. رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ إِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ. That, oh Allah, I've left my family in this barren land. There's no cultivation, there's no property, there's absolutely nothing there. There is total desert, barren land. And he makes dua to Allah Ta'ala. What dua does he make to Allah Ta'ala? After leaving his family, رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Oh Allah, my progeny, my family, let them establish salah. Let salah come into my family. In the next ayat, Allah Ta'ala mentions the ayat of dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Rabbi ja'alni muqim as-salati wa min dhurriyyati, that oh Allah, make me from amongst those who establish salah and my progeny, let them establish salah. Rabbana wa taqabbal du'a, and thereafter he makes dua for his parents, Rabbana khfilli wa li walidayya wa lil mu'mineen, for the entire believers, yawma yaqumul hisab. Inshallah, we'll conclude on this verse, and thereafter mentioning this entire incident, thereafter Allah Ta'ala mentions the next incident, and this incident we take solace and comfort from it. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ, that Allah Ta'ala mentions that do not think that Allah Ta'ala is not aware of what the oppressors do. Now friends and elders, we know we are the Muslim Ummah throughout the world is going through a lot of suffering, a lot of difficulty. We try and look at, in fact, we look at which country is not going through difficulty. Amongst the countries that are majority Muslims, which country is not going through difficulty? We start from one side, India, Pakistan, Kashmir, Syria, Palestine, and there are so many other countries, Somalia, and the list goes on, China. So all these countries are suffering, they are going through a hardship, they are going through difficulties. Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ, that don't think that Allah Ta'ala is not aware of what is happening. Don't think Allah is unmindful of what is happening. إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ, Allah Ta'ala is mentioning that we are giving them respite. Those oppressors, those zalimin that are hurting the believers, hurting the Muslims, we are giving them respite, we are giving them time, we are giving them chance and hope, and we are giving them respite. But the day is coming when every one of them is going to have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ وَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُقَرَّنِينَ فِي الْأَصْفَادِ سَرَابِيلٌ مِنْ قَطِرَانٍ وَتَغْشَى وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارُ, Allah Ta'ala mentions that the fire will engulf them and cover up their faces, their entire head to toe, they'll be drowning in the fire of Jahannam. So if Allah Ta'ala gives them hidayat, and if hidayat muqaddar for them, then they'll be saved and they'll be forgiven. But if hidayat is not muqaddar for them, then Allah Ta'ala will destroy them. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala, may Allah Ta'ala guide the zalimin and grant them hidayat. And if hidayat is not muqaddar for them, may Allah Ta'ala destroy them, may Allah Ta'ala save the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make it easy for all those ummatis that are suffering throughout the world. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.